Ever feel like sometimes you're trying to talk to someone and it's like you're speaking two totally different languages? It can be so frustrating. Well, today's deep dive is all about cracking that personality code using this really fun and insightful approach from a book called Dancing with Dodos by Orion Windsor.
Oh, I love that book.
Right? It's so clever. So the book basically breaks down people into four main personality types. And this is the fun part. Each type is named after an animal. We've got lions, parrots, dolphins, and owls.
Such a great way to remember them.
Totally. And before you think, oh no, not another personality quiz, this goes way beyond those surface level labels. The real magic is when the book shows you how to actually use this knowledge.
Exactly.
To connect better, communicate more effectively, and build stronger relationships with each type.
It's not about putting people in boxes, but more like having a little cheat sheet to understand what makes them tick.
I like that, a cheat sheet for better relationships. So are you ready to explore the Dancing with Dodos animal kingdom?
Let's do it.
All right, lions, they're up first. What's the deal with these leaders of the pack, these kings and queens of the jungle?
Well, you kind of answered your own question there. Think about that classic image of a lion. They're bold, decisive, action-oriented. In the human world, these are your CEOs, the ones leading big companies, the coaches pushing their teams to victory.
Got it. So that go-getter energy.
Absolutely. Or that friend who can walk into a room and instantly take charge of any situation.
Yeah. Yeah. I know a few lions. They definitely don't shy away from the spotlight. So let's say you're not exactly the roaring type yourself. How do you approach a lion, especially if you need something from them?
Great question. The key is directness. Lions respect efficiency. They want solutions, not just problems.
So no long-winded explanations. Get to the point.
Exactly. In fact, the book gives this great tip. When approaching a lion with a problem, start by saying, and I quote, "I've encountered X, and here are a few solutions I've considered."
I love that. So you're showing them right off the bat that you're not just bringing them a problem to solve. You're already thinking ahead.
Exactly. And lions eat that up. They respect that proactive approach. It's all about respecting their time and understanding their need for action.
Makes sense. Okay, up next, we've got the parrots. And I have to admit, I'm a little intimidated by this group. Are they as overwhelming in person as they sound on paper?
Well, let's just say parrots are definitely the social butterflies of the personality kingdom.
That tracks with the whole bird analogy.
Right. They're energetic, optimistic, always have a knack for persuasion.
So we're talking big ideas, big energy. Okay, got it. But the book describes parrots as influential. I'm curious, what does that really mean in this context? Because honestly, when I hear the word influence, I get a little wary.
Sure, sure.
Are we talking about like positive influence, or are we venturing into like manipulation territory here?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
And to be fair, it is something to be mindful of, right? Yeah. But the book is very clear about distinguishing between positive influence and manipulation. With parrots, their influence comes from a place of genuine enthusiasm. It's about a natural ability to get people excited about their ideas, to see the world through their lens, which is often very bright and optimistic.
Okay. Okay. So it's not about tricking people or being sly. It's more about that authentic, almost infectious energy they bring to the table.
Precisely. They genuinely believe in what they're saying, and that passion can be contagious in the best way possible.
Gotcha. But let's be real, for those of us who are not quite as naturally, shall we say, energetic, how do you actually work with that much energy on a daily basis?
Right. It's about balance.
Yeah.
You can match their enthusiasm, be open to their ideas. Remember, parrots thrive on that. But don't be afraid to maybe gently steer the conversation back on track if it starts to go on a bit of a tangent.
Uh-huh. So it's like you're doing a little bit of bird herding now and then.
Exactly.
Love it. All right, let's take a deep breath and dive into calmer waters with the dolphins. These are the peacemakers, right? The ones who just make everyone feel at ease.
You got it. Think of dolphins as that calming presence in any situation. They're the reliable friends, the nurturing parents, the colleagues you can always count on, always there to lend a listening ear. They might not be flashy, but they're the glue that holds everything together.
I love having dolphins in my life.
Me too.
They just bring this sense of calm and stability. But I'm also wondering, can that stability sometimes make them resistant to change?
That is a really good point, and it's something the book definitely addresses. Since dolphins thrive on routine, predictability, change can be a little bit of a challenge.
Makes sense. So how do you navigate that?
Well, the book emphasizes patience and reassurance. When you're proposing something new, explain the why thoroughly, highlight the benefits, and most importantly, give them time to process and adjust to the idea.
So, no springing surprise parties on dolphins. Noted. Okay, last but not least, let's fly over to the owls, the meticulous planners of the group. I'm picturing color-coded spreadsheets, to-do lists for their to-do lists. Am I close?
You're definitely picking up on their key traits. Owls are detail-oriented, analytical thinkers. They love to plan, organize, and analyze everything carefully. Accountants, scientists, that friend who plans trips down to the minute and always packs a first aid kit, just in case. Those are often your owls.
Yep. Definitely know a few owls like that. So organized. But what I'm really curious about is how owls approach communication. Do they have like super high standards for accuracy and, you know, maybe not a ton of patience for fluff?
Absolutely. With owls, it's all about clarity, precision, and well-presented information. If you're going to communicate with an owl, come prepared.
Yeah.
Facts, figures, maybe even a backup plan.
Gotcha. So basically, with owls, come correct or don't come at all.
Yeah.
That's actually really helpful to know. Now, I think we've got a pretty good handle on our four main personality types when they're just hanging out in their own little habitats. But what I'm really excited about, and what Dancing with Dodos does so brilliantly, is showing what happens when you start mixing these personalities together.
Right. Right, because let's be real, that's what the real world is all about. It's like that classic team-building exercise. But instead of being stranded on a desert island, we're talking office dynamics, family gatherings, even romantic relationships, all those messy, beautiful interactions that make up a life.
So how does this animal kingdom actually play out in those real-world scenarios?
Exactly. It's not a desert island unless, well, you work with some real characters.
Okay, I see what you did there.
But no, you're absolutely right. Understanding the individual types is step one. But the real magic is when we see how those personalities interact. And that's where this book becomes so practical.
So let's talk real-world scenarios. Imagine you're thrown into a team project, and you've got a mix of these personality types all trying to work together. How does this animal kingdom play out in, say, an office setting?
Okay, so picture this. You've got a lion leading the charge, setting these ambitious goals, maybe a little impatient to get things moving right. But you've also got an owl on the team, meticulously planning every single detail, triple checking every fact. Can you see where this might cause a little friction?
Oh, I can see the conflict brewing already. While the lion's pacing, roaring, ready to charge ahead, the owl's still polishing their glasses, requesting more data.
Exactly. And that's where understanding these personality types can be a game changer. See, the book suggests that instead of butting heads, the lion could learn to appreciate the owl's thoroughness.
Because ultimately, that attention to detail leads to higher quality work.
Right. And the owl, in turn, maybe they could work on presenting their findings in a way that satisfies the lion's need for efficiency.
Finding that balance, that sweet spot where their strengths complement each other rather than clash.
Exactly. And it's not just about lion versus owl. Imagine a parrot and a dolphin trying to work together.
Oh, wow. Okay. So the parrot's like bursting with ideas, already planning the next big presentation, while the dolphin's more focused on keeping things calm, creating a harmonious environment.
Exactly.
That's like those classic odd couple pairings, you know, the ones that somehow just work.
Totally. But I think what you're getting at is without a framework for understanding each other, those differences that make us unique could easily lead to misunderstandings, frustrations, even conflict.
100%. So let's break it down. With the parrot and dolphin dynamic, for example, what are some common pitfalls? And more importantly, how can understanding those personality types help us navigate them more effectively?
Okay, great question. So a parrot, with all their enthusiasm, might see the dolphin as too passive, maybe even a bit resistant to their grand ideas. And the dolphin, on the other hand, might see the parrot as scattered, unfocused, disruptive to the team's sense of harmony.
It's all about perception, right? How we interpret those differences.
Exactly. But here's the thing. With a little understanding, with that Dancing with Dodo's wisdom, both the parrot and the dolphin can start to appreciate the strengths that each brings to the table.
Okay, so instead of seeing the dolphin as passive, the parrot could start to recognize that their ability to create a supportive, harmonious environment is actually what allows those big creative ideas to flourish.
Exactly. And the dolphin, they could start to see the parrot's enthusiasm, maybe even their tendency to be a little scattered at times, as the spark that ignites creativity, the catalyst for innovation.
It's about shifting your perspective, learning to see those differences as strength.
Precisely. Dancing with Dodos is all about finding that rhythm, You know, learning to appreciate and leverage those differences instead of letting them become points of conflict.
I love that. And it's not just about work dynamics, is it? I mean, the book covers a lot more ground than just team projects.
It really does. It delves into how these personality types navigate romantic relationships, which I found fascinating. Imagine, for example, a dolphin paired with a lion.
Oh, wow. Okay, so the lion thrives on excitement, adventure, maybe a little bit of drama, while the dolphin prefers those calm waters, that emotional stability.
Exactly. You can see how that could go one of two ways, right?
Talk about a recipe for either explosive arguments or like the most passionate dynamic partnership ever. It all depends on how well they understand each other, doesn't it?
You hit the nail on the head. Each pairing has the potential for incredible strengths, but it requires self-awareness and a willingness to meet in the middle.
So the lion might need to maybe dial back the intensity a notch, make a conscious effort to create that sense of security that the dolphin craves.
Right. And the dolphin, in turn, might need to embrace a little more spontaneity, a little more adventure to keep that lion's fire burning.
So it's not about changing who you are, but maybe stepping a little bit outside of your comfort zone, but in a way that feels exciting, growth-inducing, not overwhelming or inauthentic.
Exactly. And the book goes even deeper. It talks about how these personality dynamics play out in parenting. Imagine a parrot parent trying to raise an owl child.
Oh my gosh, I can only imagine. The parrot wants to throw this giant, messy art party, while the owl is over there carefully organizing their crayons by color. Talk about a clash of styles.
Right. But here's the thing. It doesn't have to be a battle. With a little understanding, the parrot parent can learn to appreciate their owl child's need for order and structure. Maybe even incorporate some fun organizational games into their activities.
And the owl child might just surprise everyone, including themselves, by loosening up a bit and embracing a little bit of that creative chaos.
Exactly. And that's what I love about this book. It reminds us that it's all about adapting your approach, meeting your loved ones where they are, honoring their unique animal instinct, shall we say.
I love that. It's like you said earlier, it's not about putting people in boxes. It's about understanding that we all have our own little quirks and rhythms. And when we can appreciate those differences, that's when the real magic happens.
100%.
It really is about finding that shared language, that understanding that allows us to connect on a deeper level.
Exactly. And Dancing with Dodos gives us the tools to do just that. And the best part is, it's not about trying to change people or force them into these rigid categories.
Right.
It's about understanding the unique melody each personality type dances to.
I love that analogy. So it's less about trying to change the song and more about learning to appreciate and harmonize with those different tunes. This has been such an eye-opening conversation. If you're listening and you're thinking, okay, I need this book in my life, I don't blame you. It's called Dancing with Dodos by Orion Windsor. Super insightful, super practical, and honestly laugh out loud funny at times.
It's a great read.
It really is. And I think the biggest takeaway for me is that understanding these personality types, it's not just about like a fun party trick,
yeah,
you know?
Not at all.
It's about so much more than that. It's about building stronger relationships, navigating conflict more effectively, and ultimately creating more harmony in all areas of our lives.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Well, on that note, I think it's time for us to wrap up this deep dive.
I've had so much fun.
Me too. But before we go, I want to leave our listeners with a little challenge, something to ponder. Think about your own life, the people you interact with every day, at work, at home, even those random encounters at the grocery store. Now, knowing what you know about lions, parrots, dolphins, and owls, who comes to mind? What small change could you make in how you interact with them, knowing their animal side that might just make that interaction a little bit smoother, a little bit more harmonious? It's something to think about. Keep exploring those connections, keep dancing with those dodos, and until next time, happy deep diving, everyone.